Okay, everybody, we are back. That is Rye Cooter.
Ah.
I love Rye Cooter.
Okay.
That's a great name.
I think Noel I like Robin. His name just because it sounds dirty.
Yeah. Is that his real name?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know.
Any bets?
I'd like to think that it is.
His parents had a sense of humor.
That song is called Little Sister. And again, that's Rye Cooter.
Really?
Yeah. One of the other things that I pulled up, and if we have some time later in the show, I might play it. But he does a song called John Lee Hooker for President.
Yes.
And if you are a fan of John Lee Hooker, he is a very famous blues man that has a very distinctive voice, very distinctive style. This is Rye Cooter doing the best impersonation of John Lee Hooker I have ever heard.
Mark?
It is amazing.
And can you play a little for us?
Yeah, I will. I will play a little bit for you. I can do it now. The only problem with it, it's a 5-minute song. But yeah, let me go ahead and do that because it is very good. It's John Lee Hooker for President.
Well, don't play the whole thing.
No, I won't. I'll just give you a taste. John Lee Hooker for President by Rye Cooter. That's him walking down the hall. Probably in the White House.
Yeah. That's what the White House sounds like.
But this whole thing is Rye Cooter. But this sounds just like John Lee Hooker.
Town people, I was walking down Pennsylvania Avenue, and I heard a lot of people talking about the White House. I decided I'd drop in there that night.
Try that.
When
today.
I got there, I said, "Man, what's shaking?
What's shaking?"
They said, "Look, man, you can't come in here. This is where the president hang out. What you want?" I said, "Look, man, I'm John Lee Hooker. I sing the blues." They said, "The president don't have time for the blues." I said, "Look, man, everybody got to have the blues sometime, no matter
like
where you're from or where you're
at."
So I decided to make a run for president.
I wish I had pulled up a John Lee Hooker song to play him, right next to each other. I mean, truly, best impersonation I've ever heard.
I got the number one record in Detroit right now. It's called Boom Boom.
Boom Boom.
Yeah, it tells a tremendous story. These lyrics are something else. I want you to dig it and pick up on it. And every time you hear Boom Boom, that's a dollar change. I don't need your money because I finance my own campaign. I ain't for sale.
Sounds like somebody I know.
Yeah, right.
I keep a fat back roll in my pocket, baby. Big as a hay bale. Yes, sir.
Kind of like the hair on his head.
Now I want everybody to know I'm strictly copacetic.
Copacetic.
I ain't Republican or Democratic. I got a new program for the nation.
This is good.
It's gonna be groove time, a big sensation. Every man and woman gets one scotch, one bourbon, one beer, 3 times a day if they stay cool.
If they stay cool. Listen to this.
A little chillin' gets milk, cream, and alcohol 2 times a day if they stay involved in school. Boogie chilling.
Boogie chilling. All right, everybody. That was just a taste of that song. It still has like another almost 3 minutes to go. But that is Rye Cooter with John Lee Hooker for President.
Well, there you go. There's your write-in for this year's presidential
election. John Lee Hooker for President. I like his stance on alcohol.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Yeah. Let's see. Somebody that I've played on the show before A couple of different performers that I've played on the show before. One is probably the Jimi Hendrix of the ukulele.
Right.
Hannah Claire, what's his name?
Jake Shimabukuro.
Jake Shimabukuro. Yep. He's going to be at the Capitol Theater Monday, September 12th at 8 p.m. And then also, like a week later, is going to be Keb Moe. I played him just a couple shows ago. He's going to be there Wednesday, September 21st at 7:30 p.m. Two performers that I would love to see live.
Okay.
At the, and that's at the Capitol Theater.
Okay.
Your birthday's coming.
Right.
yeah. I get it.
Now, one of the things, I before the shows, I pick my music, and I usually pick it earlier in the in the week. Tuesday, I start. Wednesday, I wrap it up. So sometimes I don't even really know, what I've picked come showtime.
Excuse me. Call that short-term memory loss.
Short-term memory loss. Right. But one of the things that I saw and I heard about just today that I think Ty's going to really dig is I heard this song, and now it's one of Ty's favorites. I'm going to hand him a picture here, and this is not very good for her. Do you know who these gentlemen are?
Do you recognize this mugshot?
That would be Metallica.
Metallica, right. I pulled a picture out of Vanity Fair magazine of Metallica, and they're all dressed up in white blazers, looking very James Bondish with their hair slicked back and stuff like that. Well, they got an album coming out. It's called Hardwired. It's coming out November 18th.
Okay.
But because I have such great connections in the music industry, I got a little taste for us right now.
Oh.
Ty, you're going to love this. Put your seatbelt on.
Oh, I'm all good. Yeah.
Now, that is an old school Metallica, right?
It's about time.
Sounds really crisp and mean, doesn't it? I can tell that our listener, his ears are probably bleeding.
Right.
Anyway, I just wanted to give Ty a taste of that. And, we talked about doing a metal show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. And I talked to Joe B. about it through emails, never spoke to him personally about it. And, he's willing to give us an opportunity. It would have to be like a Sunday evening at Sunday night. And it'd have to be live at 11 o'clock.
I'm okay with that.
Well, that would mean, I don't know what time you work Monday morning. I know what time I got to get up Monday morning. But, I could do it. If you really want to do it, we'll do it. And he even said, look, if you don't want to do it, every week, we can make it like, something that a special kind of thing that shows up every once in a while.
Right.
So if you really want to do it, let's go ahead and do it. Yeah, I told him I'd talk to you about it. I didn't tell him that I was going to talk to you about it on the show.
Right.
I feel like now this is you basically giving your testimony that you are willing to do it.
Now it's recorded.
Now you got to stick to it.
Aired live. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will. I'll talk to Joe B again. Joe, if you're listening.
Yeah.
I think
down.
That's an okay. He said
it's a go.
It's a go. Yeah.
Look for that on RadioSt.Pete.com.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. All right. Let's see. Here's something.
Oh, no.
Here's something.
Well, we have our two beasts.
Yeah.
And right now, as I speak, they are both here in the studio with us. And they are most of the time when we do the show.
Yes.
We have the little girl, Tilly. Weighs in at about 125, 130 pounds.
Yes. Closer to 130 these days.
And we have the old man, Brutus, who used to be clear up to 150, but I bet he's sporting a very stealthy 115, 120 now.
Yes, he's very svelte these days.
I'm sorry to break this to you, but I think tomorrow morning, it's say what I'm saying is say goodbye to Brutus.
No.
What?
Well, look, we've got to make room.
For?
Well, you've heard about all the flooding in Louisiana.
Right.
Jeez.
Well, they just recently transferred 18 flood dogs to the Tampa Humane Society.
Oh.
And they need homes.
Not ours.
So we're going to give up one of ours.
For 18 others?
No, no, no. Yeah. We don't need 18. We just need this little guy.
But see, what I'm saying is, okay, there's going to be 18. We're going to take one that's going to be 17. But then we're going to give him Brutus. They're going
to No. We're not giving him to Brutus. We're going to drop Brutus off in a nice neighborhood.
No.
I hope he gets taken in.
Okay. Like, that's going to work.
No. Like, you'd get him off the couch and out the front door.
Mm-hmm. Bite you.
But look at this little guy. Wouldn't that be nice to have him come home with us?
He's so regular.
Oh,
it's
stop. So you're regular.
Mm-hmm. I want a little French bulldog.
Anyway, I read the article. It says 18 dogs from Louisiana have been transferred to the Humane Society of Tampa Bay. Floodwaters in Louisiana have damaged an estimated 40,000 homes and killed at least 13 people. So they got some bad stuff. I know that my electrician friend, Mike, who is from Louisiana, I tried to get him to come over to work and do a job for me. And he said, no can do, man. I got to go home and help my peeps out.
Oh.
You know, because they are dealing with high water. It says some dog owners gave their dogs up before the flooding, you know, when they knew that the water was going to be rising. Mm-hmm. And the other dogs were just found wandering the streets. You know, treading water.
Oh, that's sad. So if you're in the market for a new...
Yeah. Yeah, it says that all of the Louisiana shelters are full, and that's why this and similar transfers are occurring. The article said that just like the one that just happened here in Tampa Bay, another one's going to happen this weekend in Atlanta.
Okay.
So it's happening, you know, other states, I guess neighboring states, are taking in these animals.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. If you're interested, as a matter of fact, it says adoptions for some of the Louisiana dogs could begin as early as today.
Okay.
All right. If you are interested, you can go to tampabay.com/video to see a video of the dogs that they have available and to get more information on what you have to do to adopt the dogs.
Yes.
It's a good cause.
Absolutely.
Everybody needs a best friend. And you're not ever going to get a better best friend than a dog.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They might chew up all your stuff.
Right. Just love.
They might soil your carpet. But let me tell you something. There is nobody that's going to give you more love when you come home every day.
That's mm-hmm. true.
You are the best thing they've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind.
That's right.
Don't you forget it.
Don't you forget it.
Even that big white dog thinks that when you come home.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He shakes his tail a little bit, but it's nothing more than that.
Well, what do you want from him? That's what he does.
That's a lot for
him. That's a lot for him.
That's a lot of energy.
He actually has to wake up to do that.
Yeah, the bad thing about Brutus, I don't even think we could give him away now.
Oh, stop.
Even if we gave him away with like a 60-pound bag of dog food.
No, we're not. He's the best dog ever.
He's fine.
Yeah. Mm. Remember we did that story about all the dead cats that we're finding on the Howard Franklin Bridge?
Yes.
All right. Apparently there were 6 dead cats found in a 15-day span on the Howard Franklin Bridge. That was earlier this summer. Then, earlier this month, a driver spotted a 7th cat, a survivor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That she saw rolling out of the back of a pickup truck that was going 70 miles an hour. Well, this cat survived. The cat is now named Miracle.
Ah, mm-hmm. Fitting.
Oh,
yeah,
cute.
I guess.
Kind of Christy name.
Yeah, Miracle is a little black and white kitten. Actually, just a little kitten. So, named Miracle.
Did she get the plate number?
Well, no, she didn't. She was more concerned about watching this cat bounce on the highway. But, you know, who is dumping these cats and what a sadistic thing? The article said, you know, it's probably some sick person that gets their kicks out of watching these cats get run over.
Ugh,
how horrible is
that's
that?
That's horrible.
Mm. Or it's a crazy cat lady who doesn't realize her cats are in the bed of her truck as she's driving away.
That's one of the things they said about Miracle. This woman couldn't tell if Miracle was dropped out or was like jumped out of the back of the car.
Right.
Maybe could have been like underneath the car.
Right.
Right.
You know, because sometimes cats will climb up in the engine block. you know?
Yeah.
So that could have been. Might have gotten too hot and said, I got to get out of here. Anyway, FHP, Florida Highway Patrol time. Sergeant Steve Gaskin says, the whole thing is fishy. But I don't have any more to go on. The FHP is hoping a $5,000 reward will change that. A St. Pete animal activist is offering the reward money to anyone who can provide information leading to the arrest and conviction of whoever is leaving cats on the bridge.
So there's still no closer.
No closer.
Okay.
But now you can get $5,000 if you have any information. If you have information, that you can call.
A lot of ramen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go sit on the bridge, Ty, with some binoculars.
If you have information, you can call *347 on your cell phone as soon as you see something strange, and that'll get you right into the FHP, I guess. Or you can call Troopers at 813-631-4020. Anyway, hopefully, you know, I mean, that's kind of weird to see all these dead cats on the Howard Franklin. You know, kind of sick.
Very.
That's just sick.
Very.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is making a public plea for whoever has been painting the shells of gopher tortoises and turtles around the state to put their brushes down. That's the plea.
Put it down.
Put your brushes down. So somebody has been going out there and finding like these big gopher turtles and tortoises and painting them.
Yeah.
I don't think that's cool.
I mean, if they were painting them to look kind of cool.
Like, no.
Kind
of
cool.
It's not.
Paint them.
No, it's not good for them. For one thing, I guess their shell is like a sort of like a membrane. It's hard.
Right.
But it would absorb all the toxins from the paint.
Yeah.
And then it also blocks the sun, which provides vitamins. You know, so it's not a cool thing. I mean, how would you like it if somebody snatched you up and just tattooed your whole back?
Yeah,
you wouldn't like it, would you?
Free tattoo. Tattoos are expensive.
Well, it's even gotten even farther than that because now they found a white ibis that has been painted like a bright orange hue. And, of course, they're usually snow white.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's been painted?
Yeah.
Not dyed?
Painted.
Painted.
Yeah.
Like painted. Paint.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You can't paint a bird.
How do you paint a bird?
I guess you grab them and paint them.
Well,
with a brush or a roller.
Maybe you use like an airbrush.
Spray paint.
Oh, that's bad.
That is bad. Mm-hmm. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is begging people, please keep your hands off the animals.
Quit molesting.
Quit molesting the animals. Yeah, yep. I agree with that. I think that's a very good idea.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We have several stories to go. Why don't we take another break?
We can take a break.
Let's take another break. I know we've played a lot of music so far. This is almost turning into a music show
tonight.
Sometimes. You never know.
It happens.
All right. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. We'll be right back.
Getting so much resistance from behind. everybody looked was going down. People in need, mud and water in the street. There's no sense of pride. I wanna know who's really on our side. I say we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Everybody look what's going down.
Okay, everybody, we are back. That's Tab Benoit with For What It's Worth. For What It's Worth is was originally done by Buffalo Springfield back in 1967.
Right.
I have to say, I think I like Tab's version better.
I do too.
I love it. You know, we were not aware of Tab Benoit until we started going to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival.
Right.
And man, we've had a big dose of him at the festival, and then we've also seen him here in Tampa at.
Skipper's
Smokehouse. We've seen him there a couple times.
Yes.
Tab Benoit is fantastic. Very, very talented.
Very talented.
He's one of those musicians that can play every instrument on the stage. And remember that one night we went to see him at Skipper's and he did that like drum solo?
Yes.
Amazing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, amazing. And he's got that great voice.
Yes.
I just think he's perfect for what he does.
Yes, he is. He is.
Tab Benoit, everybody.
Yes,
love
check him out.
Some Tab Benoit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's talk about the jerk of the week.
Woohoo!
Here we go.
Every week's got to have a jerk.
Right.
I don't know who your jerk is, but my jerk that I picked is this guy right here. 19-year-old FSU student, Austin Haroof. I'm guessing that's H-A-R-R-O-U-F-F. Haroof?
Haroof.
Haroof? Haroof? Whatever it is. Well, this guy...
He's only 19?
19.
Okay.
Yep. He fatally stabbed a couple outside their house, wounded their neighbor, and was biting the dead man's face when deputies arrived.
Mm. Yeah. What?
Right.
What?
Police believe Haroof was under the influence of hallucinogenic drugs, possibly flaca or bath salts. Did you ever hear that story, and it's been several years ago, about that guy who got a hold of the homeless guy and bit his face off?
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen pictures of that guy?
Yeah.
Not the biter, but the bitee?
Yeah.
His face is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, do you have any... I had a conversation with Lori and Donna today about, you know, I think everybody's bitten somebody at some point in their life. You know, as a kid, or you know, you maybe have even bitten yourself like on the arm just to see, you know, everybody's bitten.
What's wrong with you?
What's the threshold, you know?
Right. I mean, do you have any idea how hard you'd have to bite somebody to bite like a chunk of their face off.
Oof. That just, oof.
I mean, think about it. Mike Tyson bit off a chunk of Holyfield's ear, but your ear is so thin, you know?
Yeah. Still.
Your face, I mean, you'd have to be biting like a chunk out of somebody's face. And if you ever saw the pictures of this guy that was down in Miami, the homeless guy that got his face bitten off, I mean, it's horrific. I mean, this guy just went to town. Anyway, this guy, this guy, Haroof, 19 years old. Apparently, he is at a dinner with his parents, and they notice he's starting to get agitated. And, you know, because I guess the service was slow.
Okay.
So he blows up and he leaves. He walks 3.5 miles, runs into these two people. He had no idea who they are. They just so happen to be in their driveway.
Yeah.
Stabs them, brutally kills them, and then starts eating this guy's face. Mm. A neighbor tried to stop. When the first sheriff got there, she was a female. She couldn't get him off, so she tased him. Didn't affect him.
Oh, no.
Then 3 or 4 other deputies show up and a police dog. That's what it took to get this guy off.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They tested this guy for all of like the normal drugs, cocaine, heroin, you know, methamphetamine. He was cleared of all those. What? So they're guessing that it's like this flaca or bath salts. Now, I've heard about this flaca. I think they call flaca the zombie drug, because if you take it too much, it starts to melt your skin.
Ew. Oh.
I think one of the ingredients in it is gasoline.
Oh, that's lovely. Good for
you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's supposed to be unbelievable.
Awesome drug.
Terrible, bad. Why would you do something like that?
It's incredible.
Why would you? I mean, how does somebody offer you that and they go, oh, this is flaca. It's called the zombie drug.
Right. It makes your skin melt off.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Right.
Give me two.
And I guess apparently gives you like superhuman strength.
Well,
if it took that many deputies and a police dog. Now, he did suffer cuts and bruises, and they had to operate on his hand, this guy, Haroof, you know, after the altercation. So, just bizarre.
I can't imagine trying to bite someone's face off.
Yeah, no.
No, but they said that he was making like animal noises, grunting, and, you know, just unbelievable.
Was it a full moon?
I don't know what it was, but that... you know, maybe. Something set him off.
Right.
You know, look, I think everybody's been to a restaurant and been a little annoyed at the service.
Right.
That doesn't mean you leave in a hurry, walk 3.5 miles, stab 2 people, and then try to eat somebody's face.
Well, again, walking 3.5 miles.
It's a bit of a walk.
It's a bit of a walk. You would think that would, you know, calm you down.
Yeah.
You know, like counting to 10.
Unless what was happening is the agitation in the restaurant was just the beginning. And the more he walked,
the more it pumped through his system.
And then it made him psychotic.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they didn't shoot him.
No.
Because they don't want to anger the Zombie Lives Matter.
Well. they did say in the article that they didn't shoot him because he was on top of the victim. And at that point, they couldn't tell whether the guy was dead or not.
Oh.
They're afraid to shoot him while he was on top because if the bullet goes through and shoots this guy, you know.
Right.
So.
How bizarre.
Zombie that,
I mean,
matter.
Can you imagine being in your driveway and all of a sudden this.
No.
This dude walks
foaming
up.
At the mouth, yeah. I assume.
It's the world now.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of like this jerk of the week. This is like the second or third week we've done it.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
This week I found a couple of runners up.
Oh. Runners up this week.
And these guys are also local. This happened in St. Pete. Police say a PSTA bus rider punched a fellow rider over a stinky yawn.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay.
Very classy.
Halitosis.
Chester Harris later told officials he felt disrespected. At about 9:45 a.m. on the 14th, a man seated near Harris yawned and failed to cover his mouth.
Rude.
Bastard.
Harris said the man's breath stank. Harris asked the man to cover his mouth. The man cursed him out. So 53-year-old Harris reared back.
53 years old?
Reared back and punched the man.
Okay.
The man with the stanky yawn sustained a bloody nose.
Yeah. I'm guessing he was breathing out of his mouth then.
Right.
That didn't help the situation.
Harris now faces a charge of battery, but thinks that the man got what he deserved.
Oh, Florida.
Now, who's the jerk in this case?
Right.
Harris or the man with the stanky yawn?
Brush your teeth, cover your mouth. And don't hit the other riders.
Yeah. I can see that. Look, there's a lot of people. I'm very into respect and that kind of thing. And if I thought that somebody was intentionally yawning on me, that would piss me off too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but once you punch him in the nose, he can only breathe through his mouth on you.
Well, but he might be laying on the floor at that point. Mm. So he'd be farther away from you. And that'd give you time to open the window, get off at the next stop.
I don't think you can open the windows on the bus anymore. Yeah.
What kind of buses are these?
Air conditioned.
What kind of mass transit do we have in this town?
Not very good.
Yeah.
They should hand out breath mints.
Mm-hmm. So who are we voting for? I mean, is Harris the bad guy? Is he the jerk or is the man with the stanky yawn the jerk of the week?
I don't know. They're pretty.
They're neck and neck. Neck and neck. I have another guy who qualifies. This is in St. Pete Beach.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. It keeps getting closer and closer.
Right down the street. Man accused of throwing sand at a scooter store.
Nice. At a scooter store.
Let me say that again. Man accused of throwing sand at a scooter store.
Is he 10?
Yeah.
He's actually 31. When the deputy drove past Finish Line Scooters on Golf Boulevard, he saw a man throwing sand at the door. The deputy approached Zachary Clouser at 11:30 p.m. on the 8th and asked, why? Clouser gave a simple answer. I am mad.
YOLO.
I am mad.
Okay.
Couldn't be too mad he wasn't throwing bricks.
Yeah, right. I'm going to throw some sand at you.
Just look at my actions, and you can see how mad I am. I don't want to cause any...
Just wait till you track that in the morning.
I don't want to cause any property damage.
Sweep that up.
I am irate.
I hope your vacuum works.
Tomorrow morning, when you're out here with your broom and dustpan, you will know my fury.
Right.
Wow. Let's bust this one, butthole.
Yeah.
So now Zachary is, he's been charged with disorderly conduct.
With sand throwing.
Yeah. Anyway, those are my jerks of the week, everybody.
Sent him to the fence of time.
Wow. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Jerks of the week, everybody.
Jerks of the week. That's good.
Mm-hmm. I am mad.
I am angry.
What, did he have a bucket of sand? I mean, I'm trying to get a mental picture of this whole thing.
I can see him going, because down at the beach there's sand everywhere, so he's probably going and scooping up a handful, running over, throwing it at the door, going back, scooping up another.
There's a shell in that one.
And the cop drives up. Cop probably passed three or four times. He's like, what the hell is this guy doing?
Are you drunk?
Well,
what's wrong with you?
I am mad.
Okay, honey.
Yeah. Take a breather.
Let's go down the street and buy you some big boy pants.
Bless your heart.
Change your diaper.
Right.
Wow.
Where is your mother?
Where is your mother? Right. Wow. So, do we want to play Stump the Chump? We should.
Yes.
I think we should do that.
We should. Hold on. I have to put my...
Do we have a theme?
We do. I had fun, and I don't know if you guys did, but I did, had fun with the quotations.
Oh, yeah.
When we did those.
Last week? Yeah, I think
week
so.
Week before? Anyway, so I have another round of Guess Who Said It.
Guess Who Said It. Okay, well, we usually have to do a break before we do that to reset, so we will do that. When we come back... we will do our quotations version of Stump the Trump. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We'll be right back.
Laid back in an old saloon with a peso in my hand, watching fire. sunshine my feet. And it's 3 days ride from Bakersfield, and I don't know why I came. I guess I came to keep from paying dues. So instead I've got a bottle and a girl who's just 14 and a damn good case of the Mexicali blues. Yeah. Is there anything a man don't stand to lose? When the devil wants to take it all away, cherish worthy thoughts, keep a tight grip on your booze, 'cause thinking and drinking are all I had today. She said her name was Billie Jean. She was fresh in town. I didn't know a stage line ran from hell. She had raven hair, a ruffled dress, a necklace made of gold, all the French perfume you'd care to smell. She took me up into her room, whispered in my ear, go on my friend, do anything you choose. Now I'm paying for those happy hours I spent there in her arms, with a lifetime's worth of the Mexicali blues.
Okay, everybody, that is Mexicali Blues by Bob Weir of Grateful Dead fame.
Nice. I enjoyed that. Yep. That was very fun.
Yeah, I think I'm probably the only one in the room that's seen the Grateful Dead. And I can definitely remember four times. I may have seen them a fifth time.
Maybe.
But that's one of the things that happens when you go see a Grateful Dead show. I can remember being there. I can remember... certain things.
I remember getting the grilled cheese.
Yeah.
I don't really remember eating it.
Right. And look, this is all before my Marine Corps days.
Right.
They straightened me right out.
Is that what they did?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Keep telling yourself that.
All right. All right. Let's play Stump the Chump.
Okay.
Everybody have their bell, the ringer, their hooter.
Okay.
Let's do it.
In his autobiography,
yes,
titled My Autobiography, who wrote, "All I need to make a comedy is a park, a policeman, and a pretty girl"? Was it Mel Brooks, Charlie Chaplin, George Burns, or Woody Allen? Mark.
Mel Brooks.
No.
Damn it.
Hannah.
Charlie Chaplin.
Yes.
Oh, for crying out soft.
Hannah. Good job. Who said?
Is that Alan here again?
Stop it.
No, why?
It was Maggie. Who said, "Give a man a free hand and he'll run it all over you"?
What?
What? Whoa.
Hey.
Was that Lucille Ball, Carol Burnett, Mae West, or Joan Rivers? Hannah.
I'm going Joan.
No.
Mae West.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say, "Give a man a handy and he'll see you tomorrow."
All right, you're done.
You're done. Yeah.
Get out.
Cut off. Show's over. Pack it up.
Wrap them up.
Which?
Good night, everybody.
Cue the symphony. Wrap it up.
Play the next song.
Play us out.
Rapid fire music tonight on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Which U.S. president said there can be no whitewash at the White House? Was that Gerald Ford?
Gerald.
Richard Nixon, John Kennedy, or Ronald Reagan? Who said
tough crowd?
There can be no whitewash at the White House. Mark.
I'm gonna say Kennedy.
No.
I don't think
Hannah?
He could say
Reagan.
That'd be very weird.
No. So, Hannah, Ty, you're down to Gerald Ford or Richard Nixon.
I'm gonna go with Gerald.
And you would be wrong.
Nixon, huh?
It was Tricky Dick.
Tricky Dick.
No,
you know?
No whitewash at the White House. Who said, I'm half Irish, half Dutch, and I was born in Belgium. If I was a dog, I'd be in a hell of a mess. Was that...
These ones aren't very popular.
Oh, well, they're not supposed to be. Was that...
I haven't heard of any of these.
We're expanding your mind.
Yeah. You just might learn something.
Yeah, pay attention. Was that Audrey Hepburn, Betty White, Gilda Radner, or Shirley Temple? Mark.
Audrey Hepburn.
Yes. So Mark has two, Hannah has one. Ty is not on the board.
I won last time. It's all right.
Ty doesn't get it.
I have immunity.
He doesn't know them. Who said, who said, in politics, if you want anything said, ask a man. If you want anything done, ask a woman. Was that Hillary Clinton?
But that was a lady.
Some highfalutin bitch.
Feminist.
Back to the choices. Was that Hillary Clinton, Sarah Palin, Margaret Thatcher, or Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Hannah?
I say Margaret.
It was.
I knew it.
It's Maggie.
It was Maggie. Two for Hannah, two for Mark, none for Ty. Which Canadian prime minister? Do you know your Canadian prime ministers?
Kind of.
Everybody? Okay. Which Canadian prime minister said, the attainment of a just society is the cherished hope of a civilized man?
Now, what's all this about?
Was that Pierre Trudeau, Stephen Hopper, Paul Martin, or Justin Trudeau?
Pierre Trudeau.
Yes. Who is Justin Trudeau's Papa. Father.
Faja. Smoking
and
a pancake.
Justin Trudeau is the current prime minister. Three for Mark, two for Hannah, none for Ty.
I'm running away with it.
You're running away with it. Who said, politicians only get to the top because they have no qualifications to detain them at the bottom? I'll read it again. Politicians only get to the top because they have no qualifications to detain them at the bottom.
Charles Manson.
No.
Was
it Donald Trump, Peter Ustinov, Bob Hope, or Ron Paul?
Oh, it's got to be that snarky Peter Ustinov.
And it is.
Peter Jackoff.
That was four. With that.
For me, I'm the only one who actually rang.
You don't even know who Peter Ustinov is or was.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Do
you? I do. Hey,
you
Ty.
Won't go into it, but,
You know, out there in the garage somewhere, you have a fantastic collection of Playboys.
I have them.
You have them?
Yeah, they're not in the garage.
I thought they were still out in the garage.
No.
Wow, how many do you suppose there are? I mean, there's got to be a couple hundred of them.
Yeah, a couple hundred.
There's a lot of them. I mean, all the way back to the beginnings.
They get pretty fuzzy.
Yeah.
Oh, natural.
Well, yeah. We mentioned this. I mean, this has been going on now for a while, but the Playboy Mansion has been for sale for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just recently sold. And it sold to this guy named, to actually the neighbor, the next door neighbor, whose name was Darren Metropolis.
The ladies' man.
33 years old.
What?
Mm-hmm. Metropolis is the principal in investment firm Metropolis & Company. On Tuesday, the escrow has closed on his $100 million purchase of the Playboy Mansion in Los Angeles. But under the deal's terms, and we talked about this before, Playboy's founder, Hugh Hefner, 90, who paid $1.5 million for the mansion in 1971, may stay there for the rest of his life.
So you got another week and a half.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, it didn't give him, what am I trying to say? It didn't get him a discount at $100 million.
No, I mean, $100 million. I just can't even imagine having that kind of money to be able to spend $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what kind of money do you have?
I mean, what are the taxes on that?
Well, I'm thinking if you can spend $100 million, you don't even worry about that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess, but...
Would you want that place with all the history?
No.
I've seen, you know, I've seen like...
pretty gross.
I've seen like tours. I've seen where like, you know...
Yeah, got ultraviolet light.
Different stations will do like tours of the property. It doesn't really look that great. You know, and here's a picture of it right here.
Maybe the walls talk.
That's the grossest part.
Yeah, you'd have to drain it and sanitize
it. Yeah.
Burn it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. If those walls could talk.
They would tell a horror story.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, that's where...
a horror story.
Bill Cosby met a lot of his victims there at the Playboy Mansion.
Mm.
So there's a lot going on over there.
Wow. Mm. Yeah. No.
Pretty ladies and roofies.
Giant whore house.
Giant whore house.
It's a brothel.
Anyway. It's a brothel.
Right. Why don't we talk about Trump for a minute? You know, here... In November, right around the corner, America's going to have to decide who the president's going to be.
America's going to have to decide.
And I've said all along that our two candidates are not very favorable.
They're not good.
Neither one of them. You know, Trump, we talked about it last week on the show, that he's made some comments recently, well, all the way through the campaign. Yeah, he makes comments all the time. A couple of the ones that are the more recent, he made a comment about how if Hillary gets elected, she'll abolish the Second Amendment. And then he turns around and says, well, if you're a Second Amendment person, maybe you could take care of that. You know, kind of like a backhanded death threat.
Right.
You know. We couldn't say that.
Right. Absolutely not. Then he made another comment that... was about President Obama being the founder of ISIS and Crooked Hillary being the co-founder.
Nice. Right.
You know, he also made those comments about, you remember that during the convention, Hillary's convention, when she brought up that Middle Eastern or Muslim couple.
Right, right. At
and
the
they talked
National
about
convention.
How their fallen son, who was an American captain in the army, and Trump made some comments about that. And, you know, that were disparaging and hurtful and that kind of thing.
Right.
So,
well, and when he was talking about, and this was even earlier, you know, that John McCain, the war hero, he prefers his heroes not to be captured.
Yeah, everybody, no, what? It was like everybody calls him a hero because he was captured. I like my people not captured.
Yeah, just arrogant.
Yeah, just, yeah, outrageous. Anyway, he, you know, he's done some changes to his campaign management just recently.
Yes.
And I think finally he's got a crew, and I think these guys are semi-shady as well, but I think at least he's got a crew now that basically kind of shook him up and said, hey, if you really are serious about winning this thing, you need to shut it.
Right.
Well, somebody
start thinking before you speak.
Somebody resigned from his campaign today.
Well, he hired a new campaign man today.
Today.
Oh, which one was that?
I don't remember.
Huh, I didn't see that. But just this week, I think it might have been yesterday, actually, and he was giving a speech in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I guess in his most Donald way, he made an attempt to apologize for some of the things he says. He says, sometimes in the heat of debate, speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words or say the right thing. I have done that, he says.
Time and time
and
again.
And then he says, and believe it or not, I regret it. And I do regret it, particularly where it may have caused personal pain. Then he continues to say, too much is at stake for us to be consumed with these issues. Then he pledged to all of us that he will always tell us the truth. So my whole thought about that whole thing is, you know, Americans, a lot of Americans, I'd like to say a lot of Americans are forgiving. A lot of Americans have a short memory.
Attention span.
Attention span. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the things that he has said has ruffled feathers and hurt feelings and that kind of thing. But if you think about it, how long are all those things going to be significant in somebody's life? Is somebody going to take those comments to the grave? Is somebody going to hold that against him forever? Or in a month from now, are they going to forget about it? You know,
the problem with that,
right,
is if he misspeaks,
yeah,
in the heat of the moment,
as the president,
right, directed at the wrong country,
mm-hmm, right,
the wrong leader, mm-hmm, of a country, that could annihilate all of us.
Yeah.
You know, so
the
the whole world. It's he's making it sound like the rest of us, which that standard is probably fine. Yes, mm-hmm, sometimes you misspeak in the heat of an argument or whatever.
As the president, you don't get to do that.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, I think he got off before you speak. I think when the whole campaign started, he got off on the fact that people were saying he says what everybody's thinking. Mm-hmm. So that kind of fueled his fire, mm-hmm, to try to be like as cute as he possibly could. So he sent out all these zingers from time to time, just because he thought it would, you know, raise some eyebrows and, you know, put some, you know, goosebumps on people.
Well, and it would
and
get
it
him,
and it did,
and it would get him attention and, yeah, attention from the media.
Right.
He's financing his own campaign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, free publicity,
right,
is wonderful when you're writing the checks out of your own pocket.
Yeah.
So the more outrageous things he says, the more attention he gets.
Well, I can just see people that are supporters of him that may have, you know, started to think, well, maybe, you know, the Donald isn't the best choice, you know, after some of these comments. And now all of a sudden he's apologizing, and now they're like, oh, Donald.
Oh, silly you.
Silly you.
Well, and when you look at it, is there any demographic, is there any group of people that he has not offended during the course of everything he has said?
I don't think so, other than like diehard supporters for him. I think they live and breathe by everything he says, because, mm-hmm, they're so...
Those people scare the hell out of
them. Well, they're so invested, and now Donald is our savior. He's, you know,
yeah,
he's the guy that's going to make America great again. He's going to build the wall.
He's a religious cult.
Right, you know.
No,
the cult of Donald.
The cult of Donald. Mm-hmm. But when you think about all of the things that he has said, all, right, of the outrageous remarks,
mm-hmm,
he has attacked every walk of life. He's offended, I think, everyone at least once.
Yeah. And, you know, here we're having this conversation, and this in no way means that we are supporting Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump.
No.
It's going to be very interesting, come November, to see what actually happens. You know, unfortunately, Gary Johnson, you don't hear very much about him. I don't even know where to go to find anything that he's saying. I mean, I'm sure if I searched online, I could find some of the things that he believes in or what his ideas are. But, I mean, this is a campaign.
Right.
Shouldn't he be giving the message to me? Do I have to go get it?
And if
I have to go get it, then I have to go vote for him?
We're running out of time.
You know.
I was expecting a strong third-party candidate.
Right.
It hasn't happened.
To emerge.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't happened.
Yeah.
You know, even when Ron Paul, yeah, ran years ago, he was a strong third-party contender, right, against the Republicans and the Democrats. I don't see that, and I think that's also very scary.
I think it's what we can hope for as Americans is that during one of the debates.
Oh no! Don't say it.
When they're both on stage,
we'll all end up in prison.
That all the stage lights just collapse. Oh, we got to do a redo.
Redo.
Obama, you're in for another 4.
Yeah.
Quit packing.
Carry O.
Take care of that pot smoking daughter of yours.
Yeah. We're going to need you to hold down
her straight
the fort a little longer.
Tell Michelle to put away the dishes. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Tighten up, B-Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I'm anxiously awaiting the debates.
Right.
They're going to be so nasty.
I know. Well, I know. And I don't know. A lot of...
I can't wait. They're going to be entertaining.
Either. You know, I mean,
this whole thing's been entertaining.
We watched
in the worst possible way.
In the worst possible way. Well, we watched a lot of the water events at the Olympics,
right?
Because, you know, everything in the media said we would see dead bodies floating everywhere,
yeah. Right?
And we didn't see any.
Well,
so
I have to admit, we tuned into the Olympics originally. On the outset, just because, yeah, everything we'd heard, everything, it was going to be such a disaster.
Right.
And who doesn't like a train wreck, you know?
Exactly.
So I think a lot of Americans, I think, well, look, that's the only reason people go to NASCAR.
Yeah.
They just go for the wrecks,
that's
you know?
You're voting for Donald.
Yeah. So I don't,
the train wreck.
It's going to be, either way, whoever gets elected, it's going to be very interesting for the next 4 years.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Interesting
if
and entertaining.
Make it 4 years.
It's going to be very interesting.
Ty, you gave me something before the show.
Yes.
You said that you saw online these Trump statues.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there is this artist
tremendous.
Named Ginger. And he has created these lifelike naked statues.
Uh-huh.
And you can see one in New York City and I guess another one in Las Vegas. And it is, they are not very flattering for the Donald.
Well, accurate,
though. Can you imagine what that man must look like naked?
No, I can't. Okay. I can now. I can kind of imagine it now because I saw the picture of this statue, and it's not very flattering. And as a matter of fact, they made the statues out of like that ballistic looking stuff.
Oh,
so they're
like
veiny.
They,
that looks like real skin.
Yeah.
The hair looks real.
Very textured.
Yeah.
The hair should
it's kind
look
of frightening.
Real.
If you
that's inaccurate.
If you're interested in that and seeing those pictures, I'm sure you can go online. Just I guess type in the Google box Trump statues and you'll see what they look like.
Be ready.
Yeah,
yeah
be ready because
it
is. It's a little frightening. It's a little off-putting.
I can imagine.
Off-putting. You'll be off-putting after you see him. You'll never want to eat pudding again. see how I play with
ba-dunk,
words?
Dunk.
Ba-dunk, dunk. Right. Let's see. One of the things I do before the end of every show is I like to give you some things to think about, and this show is just like that. So
oh,
I'm going to do that. Yeah, I get these quotes out of the Week magazine that I love so much. As a matter of fact, I talked to my dad, Grandpa Ron. Grandpa Ron is your grandpa, not my dad. My dad is, never mind.
Oh, God, you've got everybody confused. Yeah. What?
My dad is your Grandpa Ron. Anyway.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So he told me just the other day that he renewed our subscriptions to the Week magazine.
Oh, wow.
And
were
I appreciate
we up
that.
For renewal already?
Yes, we were already. Wow. This first quote says, ability is of little account without opportunity.
Ah.
That came from Napoleon Bonaparte.
Hmm. So steroids or not, if
right.
you don't have the opportunity.
That's it. Mm-hmm. The next one says, when the uncreative tell the creative what to do, it stops being art.
Yes.
And that became,
That
came from a crooner, Tony Bennett. I like that one.
Very
when
nice.
The uncreative tell the creative what to do, it stops being art.
Yes.
I like that.
That's very good.
It's like, mind your own business, jerko. I'm the artist here.
I see that. Hear that.
The next one says, people seldom do what they believe in. They do what is convenient, then repent.
Ah.
Yeah.
That came from Bob Dylan.
Mm.
I like that one, too.
Does he sing that? Could you try that rendition?
Yeah, here it is. People seldom do what they believe in. They do what is convenient, they repent.
Good job.
Bob Dylan, everybody.
Yeah.
Pretty solid.
There you go. Good job.
You really sold it.
Yeah.
I try.
Feeling it.
You know, Ty, I try. I try to bring something to the
show. That's all Jesus asked you.
I try to bring something special to the show every week. This last one says, every decent man is ashamed of the government he lives under.
Ah.
Yes. That comes from this guy or woman, H.L. McKinnon, or Mencken. Mencken, M-E-N-C-K-E-N.
H-L- this guy, Helen.
This guy, Helen. 150 Helens agree. You ever see that on Saturday Night Live? They'd have a whole field of Helens. I love that. 150 Helens agree. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh,
all right, well,
boy.
We are right down to it. And I think if we go ahead, what?
I was going to say we should thank everyone who voted for us.
Yes.
The voting has ended.
Yeah, I do want to say this. Look, if you didn't vote for us for best
internet radio show
for at, what's it
creative
called?
Creative
Loafing. Best of the Bay. Well, I don't like you. If you did, let me know the next time I see you. And you're going to get a big warm hug and a big sloppy kiss from Ty.
Right. Uh-huh. Tilly style. Right up the side of your face.
Yeah. Ready.
Right. Anyway, so we are right down to it. Hannah Claire, do you have anything you want to add at the end of the show? Any upcoming events for you?
Not particularly, no, actually.
Okay.
Sorry.
Stephanie, you have anything you would like to add?
Don't forget to visit our website,
yes.
MarkORadioShow.com. We haven't talked about it in months.
Someday we'll update it.
But it's still there.
Check it out. It's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool.
Right.
You know, send us a message.
Yeah.
You know, help me out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very creative, so.
Mm-hmm. Ty, do you have anything?
Check out Deceptive Intruder on ReverbNation.com.
There you go. And I guess look forward to the new Metallica album coming out November 18th. We played a clip tonight. I thought it was pretty badass.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right. I guess if we have nothing left, then as always, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We love talking to you every Friday from 6 to 8. We hope to continue to do so.
See you next Friday.
See you next Friday. Good night.
I've been warped by the rain, driven by the snow, I'm drunk and dirty, don't you know, and I'm still willing. And I was out on the road, late at night, I seen my pretty Alice in every headlight, Alice, Dallas Alice. And I've been from Tucson to Tucum, Kerry. By the sleet, had my head stoked in, but I'm still on my feet, and I'm still willing. Smuggled some smokes and folks from Mexico, baked by the sun every time I go to Mexico, and I'm still. Yeah.
show me a sign, I'll be willing to be moving.
That's it.